fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 21st day of March, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. We have open lines this first hour. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Hour 2, we'll have Leon Green. We'll talk about essential oils and health-related matters. The proper tip of the day, here it is. It's springtime. You may be getting more active, doing more outdoor activities, and it brings me to foot gear, boots. I like leather boots. I really, really like leather boots. High-top leather boots, 10-inch boots. I feel that they protect my feet, help give support to my ankles, protect my feet and ankles against sharp rocks and other things that might be out there. Do not, repeat, do not go to Walmart to buy any foot gear. Seriously, don't do that. Find a store that sells foot gear to the ranchers, farmers, and construction workers. The heavy-duty boots, like Red Wing, is a good example. So make sure you got at least 2 good pair of outdoor boots so that if they get wet and soaked, you can have a pair drying out. It takes about a full day to dry out, by the way, while you wear a nice dry pair the following day. So get good quality boots. Make sure they fit. Try them out real good at the store before you buy them. Wear the same socks you'll be wearing when you wear the boots out in the bush. And, of course, as my regular listeners know, I'm a big fan of merino wool socks. I like my merino wool socks. I wear them whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees. I wear my merino wool socks. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. The way the modern age moves forward is breathtaking. I am in my post office is in Cherryville, Missouri. Davisville no longer has a post office and probably never will again unless something dramatic changes. And it's a country store. They serve food there. They serve a breakfast, lunch. Every Friday night they have a catfish dinner, all you can eat, by the way. And the ranchers and the farmers and the retired guys, they sit in there and drink coffee during the day and tell fish tales and tall stories and hunting tales and swap information. But one of the things that I was looking at noticing the other day is many of these men have smartphones. Now, these are good old boys driving beat-up pickup trucks out in the fields, taking care of their cattle, out in the forest, cutting down trees. And many of them have smartphones, which I guess shouldn't surprise me, but it did surprise me a bit. I personally do not have a smartphone and have no particular reason or desire to own one. I have internet access enough. I don't need internet access every moment of every day. I really don't. I know many people feel that they do. God bless them. If they think they need that, go for it. So, that's just the modern age. Smartphones are becoming ubiquitous. They really are. These telecommunications companies that sell these plans are getting quite wealthy. When you look at the dollar amount spent per phone per month and multiply that times all the tens of millions of people that have these things, it's breathtaking. It really is breathtaking. It really is. So what we've also noticed here in radio land, those of us who work with Republic Broadcasting and the other networks, what we found out, the conclusion we've come to is if you're not on these smartphones, you don't exist. That's just the nature of the modern world. If you're not on these smartphones, you don't exist in terms of doing radio these days. That's our reality. That is our reality. A lot of people haven't recognized this yet. I meet people for the first time. I tell them I'm a radio talk show host, and they immediately ask, what station are you on? So I have to explain, I'm on Republic Broadcasting out of Round Rock, Texas, a suburb of Austin, and then going to there. From there to just explain, we broadcast on the internet, we broadcast on satellite, we broadcast on telephones, people telephones. And of course, we have archives that people can listen to anytime they choose. It's a whole new world. My friend Tom Berryhill, who has been involved in ham radio for not quite half a century, he says that the technology where we are right now is the equivalent to where automobiles were when the Model T came out in the 1920s. That's a somewhat accurate statement. The technology is moving forward so fast. So fast. But that's where we are. A lot of people are, including myself, are breathing a sigh of relief with the Donald being elected. If the Wicked Witch of the West had been elected instead, we'd be at the beginning, actually well into another cycle of ammunition shortages, magazine shortages, exorbitant prices on AR platform firearms and semi-automatic rifles in general, just as we saw in 2008 and 2012. We'd be in that cycle all over again, where you couldn't find 380 ammunition, 22 caliber, 9mm 45, 308 would be in short supply. Thank goodness we're not in that cycle again. Twice was enough. The shortage of 22 long rifle was unprecedented and really only ended 3 or 4 months ago, quite frankly. I mean, it was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. But we're at a point now where you can get all the ammunition you want at reasonable prices. The prices we saw 20 years ago, that's never going to happen again. But reasonable prices. A good place to go shopping for your ammunition, by the way, online, is WikiArms. WikiArms. Now, WikiArms does not sell anything. WikiArms is a bulletin board, if you will, of companies that do sell ammunition, and of course firearms also, but I usually go there to see what's going on with ammunition. And they have a search engine that's set up properly to find whatever you're looking for, whether it's a 308, 22 long rifle, 44 Magnum, 9mm, 45, it doesn't matter. And they list each type of ammunition from the least expensive to the most expensive, which generally also determines the performance of the ammunition as well, and the quality of the ammunition. In general, not always, but most of the time, more expensive ammunition has tighter quality control on it, where you're more likely to get the optimal performance. I had a concealed carry class Saturday that I teach Missouri concealed carry training here in the Ozarks. I had not done one for 6 months. The Missouri has become one of the, now there's a number, I don't know how many, quite a few states have what we call a constitutional carry, where Missouri residents can carry pistols concealed without a permit. And when I knew what would happen, and what happened is the interest in getting permits dropped off the edge of the map to where there was hardly any interest at all. Well, that was 6 months ago. Now we're at a point where people are waking up and realizing that the training is a good thing. Our local sheriff was quoted in the local newspaper as saying that he advocates people get the training. Most people, most of the time, think that when they take this training, quote unquote, I'm going to go learn how to shoot. Well, that is a small portion of what we do. It is a portion of what we do. It's a small portion of what we do, and it's certainly not the most important, although obviously it's important to learn how to handle firearms safely. And that's basically what it is a very entry-level instruction on a safe and proper handling of pistols. Enough for a novice to hopefully not shoot themselves in the foot or shoot the neighbor's cat, but very entry-level, very foundational instruction on the proper and safe use of firearms, of pistols. But most instructors, myself included, our primary focus is proper use of deadly force. That's where the rubber meets the road. Most men and women are responsible enough to safely handle firearms, not cause an accident, even without training, on one hand. On the other, without taking this training, and I'm talking to people in all 50 states, by the way, especially the ones with constitutional carry, if you don't know when you may and when you may not use deadly force, well, you could be in big, big trouble. As I say in my ad, what's the difference? The difference is 20 years to life. A huge difference. You may hesitate to use deadly force because of your ignorance, fearing you may go to jail. That would have a bad outcome. You could be protecting innocent life when you choose not to because of fear and ignorance of the law. And you may use deadly force when you shouldn't. For example, if you have a garage or barn out back and you hear some noise at 2 o'clock in the morning, you see somebody's stealing your car, your truck, your tractor, your ATV. Well, you can't lay the 30-06 out the kitchen window and blow them away. You can't do that. I'm not aware of any state where you can do that. You cannot use deadly force to protect property. You can't. If you don't know that, and you proceed to use deadly force when you're not authorized to, well, you could be facing some serious jail time, maybe life in prison. That's a very, very serious matter, obviously. So I encourage everybody, if they intend to use a firearm to defend life, there is a way to use a firearm to defend property, by the way, that you get the proper training. Now, if you're going to use a firearm to defend property, you have to make sure you do not use deadly force. You can use a threat of deadly force. Capture the criminal. Hold them in a safe place while the police are responding. Hopefully it won't be a real long time out here. It could be half an hour where I live. But most urban areas are looking at 3 to 5 minutes if it's not too busy. And then the police will take the criminal into custody and it will go move forward from there. So. And when I'm doing this demonstration to my students in my pistol class, I hold up a handgun with my finger off the trigger, and I'll say, this is physical force, where I'm pointing the handgun at the criminal. Of course, I'm just pointing it at the wall. And then I put my finger on the trigger and squeeze the trigger on the empty pistol. And I say, this is deadly force. Physical force, deadly force. Physical force, deadly force. Go back and forth like that several times to make the example to my students of the difference between physical force and deadly force. And it's something that's not optional. You have to know the difference. I'm not required to by the state of Missouri, but I do give all my students a copy of the following little book. It's titled Klein's CCW Handbook, The Requisite for Those Who Carry Concealed Weapons by Chuck Klein. It's just a little booklet, 44 pages, saddle-stitched. A friend of mine publishes them. It gets into the philosophy, the mindset that you need to have before you strap on that pistol the first time and walk out the door in public. You need to have your mind made up in advance of your being prepared to use deadly force to defend innocent life. You've got no business walking out the door with that handgun if you have not come to an accommodation with that belief, with that thought process. You got no business at all going out in public with a loaded firearm if you have not come to that accommodation yet. You're going to end up with more trouble than you bargained for. Seriously, you will. I was selling these on my website at one time. I don't believe they're up there anymore. These little booklets are available from Accurate Press. Accurate Press, Lonedale, Missouri. Great little book. A great little book. One of the things that I've come to believe when it comes to use of deadly force, when it comes to liberals, there are several problems that liberals have. One is they give equal value to the life of the criminal as they do to the innocent victim, which could be themselves, of course. That's why they're not willing to arm themselves. That's why they're not willing to use deadly force, because they do give equal value to the life of the criminal who's about to kidnap, rape, murder. It's a bizarre mindset, in my opinion. Another thing about liberals, and I was talking to a waitress yesterday, I was getting some coffee, about the delusion of liberals that a sign posted at the front of a store will stop a violent criminal from committing a violent criminal act. Now, I used to think, before I was corrected, I used to think that was a psychosis, and I was corrected by a friend of mine who's a psychological professional. She says, no, John, it's delusional. It's not a psychosis. It's a delusion to believe that a sign will stop a violent criminal from committing a violent criminal act. But we see these all the time, don't we? The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of March. Last week, I was in the my American Legion Hall in Davisville, where I'm the commander, and I've taken it upon myself to have flags of mostly American historical flags and military flags displayed in the post in the Legion Hall, hung near the ceiling. And we got the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Merchant Marine, various historical American flags, and so forth. And one flag I have hanging there is the flag of the Republic of Vietnam, 3 by 5 feet. A friend of mine, he's a gentleman in his early 50s, educated, articulate, successful in his chosen career, family man. He looked at it and says, John, what is it? What is that flag? And I said to him, well, that flag represents what 55,000 names are engraved on a black granite wall on the Washington Mall. Those 55,000 men died protecting what that flag represents. And somebody else listening to us talk, and they said, well, that's the flag of the Republic of Vietnam. There is a tremendous lack of knowledge among Americans about our history, our culture, what this country's been doing the last 200 years. Now, the Vietnam War ended in 1975. It's when we left the roof of the American embassy in disgrace, by the way. It's disappointing that men and women don't know, can't even recognize the flag of the Republic of Vietnam. It's disappointing, but really, quite frankly, not surprising. Not really surprising. Many homes and businesses in the United States fly the American POW MIA flag for prisoners of war and missing in action, and the local Davisville store has flown that in the past. I don't believe they are at the moment, but this previous store owner told me that many young people, especially those under age 40, did not know what that flag represented, what it meant. They would ask him, "What's that POW MIA flag out there?" They didn't know it was POWMIA. "What's that POW MIA flag?" Very disappointing. Now, in the state of Missouri, it's state law, state statute, that the POWMIA flag has to fly in front of every government office, every state office. Many local governments do as well, but every state office has to have the POW flag flying in front of it. It's by state statute. It's an issue that is very difficult for many veterans. I know it is for me. My friend, my mentor, my employer, Mr. Charles Shaw, there was a movie made based on a book that he wrote, which was based on what he did during World War II. The movie was The Great Escape, starring Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen pretended to do what Mr. Shaw did in real life, which was be captured and escape 5 times from German POW camps, World War II. Mr. Shaw was a B-17 navigator. As much time as he and I spent together talking about everything you can imagine, we rarely talked much about the POW matter when it came to American POWs left behind in Vietnam. It was just too difficult for both of us, even though all those years had passed for him and for me as well. I recall just like it was yesterday. I was 20 years old in Vietnam. I had a lot of assignments. In fact, when I left, I had to train 3 men to take over all my duties. One of my many responsibilities was to designate where the Air Force would fly over the jungle to drop our propaganda leaflets and play our propaganda tapes, which I dutifully did. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendovite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food. Your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. New listeners all the time. It's just nature radio. The talk radio is similar to a classroom with a revolving door at the back. Always new listeners. And I talk about 3 minutes an hour for a marvelous product. It's my home business, selling energy cleaners. The mattress pads that go with them. If you place an order, I'm the guy that fulfills the order. I pack it up and ship it out priority mail, typically the next business day. If you have arthritis pain, if you have back pain, well, the energy cleaner will probably help. If you have any kind of pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. If it doesn't, there's about a 3 to 5% chance it won't. I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. Now, this energy cleaner, you can study up on it at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can read the patent application. You can read the wonderful testimonials from people that I know and trust, like Steve Whitman, for example. and then make your decision. I just got an order about an hour ago from a gentleman up in Canada for an energy cleaner, queen size pad, and a small pad, and I'll be packing it up and shipping it to him. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes for the energy cleaner. The prices on the mattress pads vary by the size, of course. I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal, by the way, now takes payments if you live in the United States. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line. Don't try to call me. Toll-free order line only, 24 hours a day. Answered by very polite young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis. Here's that toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Before the break, I was talking about what 20-year-old John Moore was doing back in 1967 and 68, where there were likely American POWs. So I took it upon myself without asking any of my superiors. I was only a corporal, a 20-year-old corporal. And I knew, I've been in the Army long enough to know that it's better just to go ahead and do something. So I took it upon myself to designate the leaflet drops in loudspeaker missions directly above where the American POWs had been seen. And, of course, I flew many of these missions myself. I flew 57 combat missions myself, and I would search as we were flying over these areas. I would look down and look for any signal that I could might see that a American POW was attempting to signal the aircraft. And I would look very, very intensely at the jungle below for any sign that we were being signaled, so I could in turn tell the captain of the aircraft that somebody was signaling us down there and that it might be an American POW because we were flying directly over where American POWs had been seen by villagers. I didn't. I never got that signal. Not for lack of trying, but I never got the signal. I always held out hope that I would. I flew missions every month I was there during my 12-month tour of duty, and I was always searching for those signals. And that was that. That was that. Back in the States, in the late 1970s, early 1980s, Colonel Bo Greitz, U.S. Army Special Forces, retired. He was conducting search and rescue missions and to attempt to get American POWs, liberate them, bring them home. I was reading about those missions, and I would have done anything to be along on one of those missions. I would have dearly loved to have been on one of those missions with Colonel Greitz. He also was unsuccessful. Not for lack of trying, but he also was unsuccessful. The evidence I've seen is clear and convincing that we left American POWs behind. Now, there were congressional hearings held, and I believe it's still a free download at my website, the report from the Congressional Subcommittee on POWs. And they do, in fact, say, in no uncertain terms, that American POWs were left behind at the end of World War I in communist prison camps, at the end of World War II in communist prison camps, Korea and Vietnam, all with the full knowledge of every sitting president at that time and thereafter. That's an embarrassment. That's not right. To abandon our POWs in these communist prison camps for political reasons, pretending that they did not exist, abandoning these men to waste away in a communist prison camp. I recall when I was running for U.S. Congress in the 1996 cycle that two South Korean soldiers escaped communist prison camps where they'd been held since the Korean War. They'd been in slave labor all those years, in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, up until 1996. They finally got too old and too feeble to do the hard manual labor anymore. They were moved to a lower level of physical labor at a farm-type environment. It was the first opportunity they had to escape, and they took it. And they took it. The mindset of the communists is different than the way us Westerners think. It really is. And I'm absolutely convinced that American POWs were left behind in Vietnam. The evidence is clear and convincing. There may still be some left alive. I don't know. After all these years, almost half a century. I don't know. But I know that there was top-down cover-ups of this fact, and it is a fact, in my opinion, that American POWs were left behind in Vietnam. It's an embarrassment. It really is, that our country would do this to our own people. But they did. But they did. I'm sure it's not, if there is ever going to be anything done with the Donald Trump administration in this matter, I don't know what kind of priority it would receive. We have a lot of issues to deal with. It's an important issue, granted, especially for the families of the men left behind. On one hand, on the other, I would love to see something done along regarding the POW issue. That would be a wonderful thing. A little twist and turn of this. Mr. Shaw's World War II buddies made arrangements for him to be awarded the POW Medal, which he'd never been awarded. And, you know, obviously, he earned the POW Medal. So they put together the whole process of working with the military, the Air Force. It was the Army Air Corps that Mr. Shaw was in, which became the Air Force. And it was a big deal. They had a congressman, a general from Scott Air Force Base, the Scott Air Force Base Band, other officials invited, a very elegant ceremonial room reserved for the ceremony. I was invited, obviously, with my wife, and the POW medal was displayed on a table, a velvet-covered table. And I walked up to it and looked at it, and I said to my wife, "Does that look familiar?" She says, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Look at my lapel." And all on my lapel, I wear the Air Medal, which I earned in Vietnam. And she looked at me, and she looked at that, and she instantly saw they were the same medal. And I kept my mouth shut. The ceremony had not happened yet. I allowed the whole ceremony to go through, and there's cookies and punch, and everybody's making happy talk. And then I approached the general, the Air Force general, and I said, "Sir, excuse me," I identified myself, and I said, "Sir, what you just awarded Mr. Shaw is this," and I pointed to my lapel, the Air Medal. He got pretty angry pretty quick. He got pretty angry pretty quick because he had been humiliated by his staff, who did not know the difference between the POW medal and the Air Medal. So regardless, Mr. Shaw wore the Air Medal every day the rest of his life until he died the Friday before September 11, 2001. And we would go to court, he and I, and we would both be wearing our Air Medals. Got a caller on hold here. We got Kathy in Massachusetts. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, John. That was a good word you said about the POW MIAs. I'm not surprised that young people don't know what that means either. It's getting very sad, even for people my age, you know what I mean? I just can't believe some of the ignorance, and I just misspelled words and major publications, everything. But the reason I called is I just wonder, do you drive with a driver's license, or do you good old boys down there, do you have driver's licenses, or do you do the common law stuff where you just drive, you know, because you have the right to?
Well, I understand the issue, and you have to pick your wars. Now, if your motor vehicle has a license plate on it, then you need a driver's license. You can't travel without a driver's license if you're driving a motor vehicle that has a license plate on it. Now, out here in the country, Kathy, a lot of these farmers have what's called a farm truck. It's not registered with the director. It's not registered with the director of revenue. Does not have a license plate. Therefore, you don't need a driver's license to operate that vehicle on the public roadways. That's pretty common knowledge out here in the country among the men and women and law enforcement also. But that's the hook. The hook, if you're driving a motor vehicle that has a license plate on it, then it's a commercial vehicle, and you do, in fact, need a driver's license. So I don't participate in that myself, and I know people that do, and God bless them. You have to pick and choose your battles, Kathy.
Someone interviewed a couple of times on our band, and they said that, I don't know, maybe they're driving without license plates, too. Now, I'm sure not going to try that. That's the last thing I need to do. You know what I mean?
Well, a friend of mine, she bought a brand new car. Mm-hmm. And when she took delivery, she did not register it with this. This is in Indiana, by the way. She did not register it with the Director of Revenue. And she online, she bought a license plate. It was white with gold letters. It said Elvis. And she put those on the front and back of the car, and she drove around. She drove around like that for years. And never had a problem. So her license plate simply said Elvis. How about that?
Interesting. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm not going to test it. I'm just, if I could even afford a car. But anyway, I was telling somebody about that, and basically, and she said, well, that sounds like a crackpot. And I just had to laugh. You know, sometimes the things we hear on RBN, it really does sound crackpot to people. You have to know your audience, correct? I just dropped that conversation real quick. Anyhow, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Appreciate it, the call, Kathy. Bye. The call number is 800-313-9443. This whole common law thing gets people caught up in it that don't know what they're doing. They have good intentions. There are people who've promoted these things as a way of generating income for themselves. It was a big movement nationwide back in the mid-90s, 94, 95, 96, this whole common law movement. Well-meaning people that did not know what the hell they were doing. They thought they could convene what they called a grand jury and issue orders. And I attempted to talk to these people a number of times, but it was like talking to a brick wall frequently. And here's what I would tell them. Unless or until you can get the county sheriff to carry out the will of your court, your orders that you issue, you don't have a court. You don't have a court. And they didn't want to hear it because that's our system. The courts issue orders. And they're carried out by the county sheriff or sometimes the local police department. But that's the way it is. These common law courts had no authority. They were working outside the system, believing they had authority, being told they were doing the right thing for the right reasons, and they weren't. They weren't. They were just basically wasting God's good, clean air, even having their discussions. They meant well, but they were wrong, wrong, wrong. And I'm sure there's still some common law movements out there doing whatever it is they're doing. I stay clear of them myself. We have a system of courts. It's not the best, but nobody's come up with a better alternative that I'm aware of. It is subject to abuse, and I've seen firsthand. I've been a victim of abuse of these courts and lawyers myself. It's happened to John Moore. Yep, I have. It's a flawed system on one hand, but it's a system that works most of the time on the other. Yes, it's subject to graft. It's subject to corruption. It's subject to abuse. It's subject to all those things because we're dealing with imperfect human beings, aren't we? That's what we're dealing with. Now, an honest judge who's not corrupt is a good thing and does excellent work to help their community. A prosecuting attorney who's honest and not corrupt is a good thing and does good things to help their community. That's the way the system's supposed to work. And most of the time it does. And the times when it doesn't, well, hopefully they'll be found out and corrected. And I spent most, well, no, most, I spent my adult life working in the system in one way or another, criminal defense work, civil investigations, trial preparation, and so forth. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of March. A lot of things on the table as far as issues. Donald Trump is doing everything he can to turn this massive ship of state around, help our economy recover and so forth. It's a massive, awesome task. Obviously it is. And I believe the man's up to it, and I wish him the best of success on one hand. On the other, we can make no assumptions. We can make no assumptions. This whole thing could collapse. I was talking to Dr. Myers yesterday. I had my appointment with Dr. Myers. And I said, Doc, if you got anything prepared to help your family in case there's an EMP. And I went on to tell him that twice a day, a North Korean satellite passes over the continental United States, and told him further, we don't know what's inside that thing. We really don't. On that twice-a-day passage, if there was a nuclear device in there and it was set off, it could knock out a big portion, most of, depending on its size and location, of the power grid of the United States. Headline on Drudge this morning is that North Korea has produced a video showing North Korea destroying a U.S. aircraft carrier. It's a fantasy. I don't know if it's what kind of imaging technology they used, if it was manipulating actual images or using whatever Photoshop technology they had. But that's what they were showing in their video, was North Korea destroying and sinking an American aircraft carrier. Of course, North Korea is a client state of China. Of course they are. To believe anything else is silliness. So if something goes down and North Korea is blamed for it, China will have clean hands. That's the whole object of this game, is for China to have clean hands and be on the right side of history and world opinion that they didn't do anything. The whole idea, the point I'm getting to, ladies and gentlemen, is you need to take personal responsibility for your own preparedness and the people you care about. So regardless of what happens, you have a safe haven with all the fresh water you need, food, medical supplies, everything you need for, I would say, at least 2 years, quite frankly. Years ago, I would say 1 year, but I would say 2 years. Nationwide EMP, according to all the reports I've read, would take many years to recover. But that first 12 months, 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead by the end of the first 12 months. Starvation, bad water, illness, criminal activity, it's a long list. Here's our break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
What's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.